Chapter 121. Much on account of their variety, as gyps reluctance, and were still unfinished, when it was heard at the door. There was a hurried but affectionate parting between Agnes and herself, and Dora was to write to Agnes, who was not to mind her letters being foolish, she said, and Agnes was to write to Dora. And they had a second parting at the coach door, and a third when Dora, in spite of the remonstrances of Miss Lavinia, would come running out once more to remind Agnes at the coach window about writing, and to shake her curls at me on the box. The stagecoach was to put us down near Covent Garden, where we were to take another stagecoach for Highgate. I was impatient for the short walk in the interval, that Agnes might praise Dora to me. Ah! What praise it was! How lovingly and fervently did it commend the pretty creature I had won, with all her artless graces best displayed, to my most gentle care! How thoughtfully remind me, yet with no pretense of doing so, of the trust in which I held the orphan child! Never, never, had I loved Dora so deeply and truly, as I loved her that night. When we had again alighted, and were walking in the starlight along the quiet road that led to the doctor's house, I told Agnes it was her doing. When you were sitting by her, apostrophe said I, you seemed to be no less her guardian angel than mine, and you seem so now, Agnes. Apostrophe, a poor angel, apostrophe she returned, but faithful. Apostrophe, the clear tone of her voice, going straight to my heart, made it natural to me to say, the cheerfulness that belongs to you, Agnes, and to no one else that ever I have seen, is so restored. I have observed today, that I have begun to hope you are happier at home. Apostrophe, apostrophe, I am happier in myself, apostrophe she said. I am quite cheerful and light-hearted. Apostrophe, I glanced at the serene face looking upward, and thought it was the stars, that made it seem so noble. There has been no change at home, apostrophe said Agnes, after a few moments. No fresh reference, apostrophe said I, to I wouldn't distress you, Agnes, but I cannot help asking to what we spoke of, when we parted last. Apostrophe, apostrophe, no, none, apostrophe she answered. I have thought so much about it. Apostrophe, you must think less about it. Remember that I confide in simple love and truth at last. Have no apprehensions for me, Trotwood. Apostrophe she added, after a moment, the step you dread my taking, I shall never take. Apostrophe, although I think I had never really feared it, in any season of cool reflection, it was an unspeakable relief to me to have this assurance from her own truthful lips. I told her so, earnestly. And when this visit is over, apostrophe said I, for we may not be alone another time, how long is it likely to be, my dear Agnes, before you come to London again? Apostrophe, apostrophe, probably a long time, apostrophe she replied. I think it will be best for Papa's sake to remain at home. We are not likely to meet often, for some time to come. But I shall be a good correspondent of Dora's, and we shall frequently hear of one another that way. Apostrophe, we were now within the little courtyard of the doctor's cottage. It was growing late. There was a light in the window of Mrs. Strong's chamber, and Agnes, pointing to it, bade me good night. Do not be troubled, apostrophe she said, giving me her hand, by our misfortunes and anxieties. I can be happier in nothing than in your happiness. If you can ever give me help, rely upon it, I will ask you for it. God bless you always. Apostrophe in her beaming smile, and in these last tones of her cheerful voice, I seemed again to see and hear my little Dora in her company. I stood a while, looking through the porch at the stars, with a heart full of love and gratitude, and then walked slowly forth. I had engaged a bed at a decent alehouse close by, and was going out at the gate, when, happening to turn my head, I saw a light in the doctor's study. A half-reproachful fancy came into my mind, that he had been working at the dictionary without my help. With the view of seeing, if this were so, and, In any case, of bidding him good night, if he were yet sitting among his books, I turned back, and going softly across the hall, and gently opening the door, looked in. The first person whom I saw, to my surprise, by the sober light of the shaded lamp, was Uriah. He was standing close beside it, with one of his skeleton hands over his mouth, and the other resting on the doctor's table. The doctor sat in his study chair, covering his face with his hands. Mr. Wickfield, sorely troubled and distressed, was leaning forward, irresolutely touching the doctor's arm. For an instant, I supposed that the doctor was ill. I hastily advanced a step under that impression, when I met Uriah's eye, and saw what was the matter. I would have withdrawn, but the doctor made a gesture to detain me, and I remained. At any rate, apostrophe observed Uriah, with a writhe of his ungainly person, we may keep the door shut. We needn't make it known to all the town. Apostrophe, saying which, he went on his toes to the door, which I had left open, and carefully closed it. He then came back, and took up his former position. There was an obtrusive show of compassionate zeal in his voice and manner, more intolerable at least to me than any demeanor he could have assumed. I have felt it incumbent upon me, Master Copperfield, apostrophe said Uriah, to point out to Dr. Strong what you and me have already talked about. You didn't exactly understand me, though? Apostrophe, I gave him a look, but no other answer, and, going to my good old master, said a few words that I meant to be words of comfort and encouragement. He put his hand upon my shoulder, as it had been his custom to do when I was quite a little fellow, but did not lift his gray head. As you didn't understand me, Master Copperfield, apostrophe resumed Uriah in the same officious manner, I may take the liberty of humbly mentioning, being among friends, that I have called Dr. Strong's attention to the goings-on of Mrs. Strong. It's much against the grain with me, I assure you, Copperfield, to be concerned in anything so unpleasant. But really, as it is, we're all mixing ourselves up with what oughtn't to be. That was what my meaning was, sir, when you didn't understand me. Apostrophe, I wonder now, when I recall his leer, that I did not collar him, and try to shake the breath out of his body. I dare say I didn't make myself very clear, apostrophe, he went on, nor you neither. Naturally, we was both of us inclined to give such a subject a wide berth. Hosever, at last I have made up my mind to speak plain, and I have mentioned to Dr. Strong, that did you speak, sir? Apostrophe, apostrophe, this was to the doctor, who had moaned. The sound might have touched any heart, I thought, but it had no effect upon Uriah's. Apostrophe mentioned to Dr. Strong, apostrophe he proceeded, that anyone may see that Mr. Melton, and the lovely and agreeable lady as is Dr. Strong's wife, are too sweet on one another. Really the time has come, we being at present all mixing ourselves up with what oughtn't to be, when Dr. Strong must be told, that this was full as plain to everybody as the sun, before Mr. Melton went to India, that Mr. Melton made excuses to come back, for nothing else, and that he's always here, for nothing else. When you come in, sir, I was just putting it to my fellow partner, apostrophe towards whom he turned, to say to Dr. Strong upon his word and honor, whether he'd ever been of this opinion long ago, or not. Come, Mr. Wickfield, sir. Would you be so good as tell us? Yes or no, sir. Come, partner. Apostrophe, apostrophe, for God's sake, my dear doctor, apostrophe said Mr. Wickfield again laying his irresolute hand upon the doctor's arm, don't attach too much weight to any suspicions I may have entertained. Apostrophe, there. Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried Uriah, shaking his head. What a melancholy confirmation. Ain't it? Him. Such an old friend. Bless your soul, when I was nothing but a clerk in his office, Copperfield, I've seen him 20 times, if I've seen him once, quite in a taking about it, quite put out, you know, and very proper in him as a father. I'm sure I can't blame him, to think that Miss Agnes was mixing herself up with what oughtn't to be. apostrophe, my dear Strong, apostrophe, said Mr. Wickfield in a tremulous voice, my good friend, I needn't tell you that it has been my vice to look for some one master motive in everybody, and to try all actions by one narrow test. I may have fallen into such doubts as I have had through this mistake. Apostrophe, you have had doubts, Wickfield, apostrophe, said the doctor, without lifting up his head. You have had doubts. Apostrophe, speak up, fellow partner, apostrophe, urged Uriah. I had, at one time, certainly, apostrophe, said Mr. Wickfield. I, God forgive me, I thought you had. Apostrophe, no, no, no. Apostrophe, apostrophe, returned the doctor, in a tone of most pathetic grief. I thought, at one time, apostrophe, said Mr. Wickfield, that you wished to send Malden abroad, to effect a desirable separation. Apostrophe, no, no, no. Apostrophe, apostrophe, returned the doctor, to give Annie pleasure, by making some provision for the companion of her childhood. Nothing else. Apostrophe, so I found, apostrophe, said Mr. Wickfield. I couldn't doubt it, when you told me so. But I thought, I implore you to remember the narrow construction which has been my besetting sin, that, in a case where there was so much disparity in point of years, apostrophe, that's the way to put it, you see, Master Copperfield. Apostrophe, apostrophe, observed Uriah, with fawning and offensive pity. Apostrophe, a lady of such youth, and such attractions, however real her respect for you, might have been influenced in marrying, by worldly considerations only. I make no allowance for innumerable feelings, and circumstances that may have all tended to good. For heaven's sake, remember that. Apostrophe, apostrophe, how kind he puts it. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Uriah, shaking his head. Always observing her from one point of view, apostrophe, said Mr. Wickfield. But by all that is dear to you, my old friend, I entreat you to consider what it was. I am forced to confess now, having no escape, apostrophe, no. There's no way out of it, Mr. Wickfield, sir, apostrophe, observed Uriah, when it's got to this. Apostrophe, apostrophe, that I did, apostrophe, said Mr. Wickfield, glancing helplessly and distractedly at his partner, that I did doubt her, and think her wanting in her duty to you, and that I did sometimes, if I must say all, feel averse to Agnes, being in such a familiar relation towards her, as to see what I saw, or in my diseased theory fancied that I saw. I never mentioned this to anyone. I never meant it to be known to anyone. And though it is terrible to you to hear, apostrophe, said Mr. Wickfield, quite subdued, if you knew how terrible it is for me to tell, you would feel compassion for me. Apostrophe, apostrophe, the doctor, in the perfect goodness of his nature, put out his hand. Mr. Wickfield held it for a little while in his, with his head bowed down. I am sure, apostrophe, said Uriah, writhing himself into the silence like a conger eel, that this is a subject full of unpleasantness to everybody. But since we have got so far, I ought to take the liberty of mentioning that Copperfield has noticed it too. Apostrophe, I turned upon him, and asked him how he dared refer to me. Oh, it's very kind of you, Copperfield, apostrophe, returned Uriah, undulating all over, and we all know what an amiable character yours is, but you know that the moment I spoke to you the other night, you knew what I meant. You know you knew what I meant, Copperfield. Don't deny it. You deny it with the best intentions, but don't do it, Copperfield. Apostrophe, I saw the mild eye of the good old doctor turned upon me for a moment, and I felt that the confession of my old misgivings and remembrances was too plainly written in my face to be overlooked. It was of no use raging. I could not undo that. Say what I would, I could not unsay it. We were silent again, and remained so, until the doctor rose and walked twice or thrice across the room. Presently he returned to where his chair stood. and leaning on the back of it, and occasionally putting his handkerchief to his eyes, with a simple honesty that did him more honor, to my thinking, than any disguise he could have effected, said, "I have been much to blame. I believe I have been very much to blame. I have exposed one whom I hold in my heart, to trials and aspersions, I call them aspersions, even to have been conceived in anybody's inmost mind, of which she never, but for me, could have been the object." Apostrophe, Uriah Heep gave a kind of snivel, I think to express sympathy. "Of which my Annie," apostrophe said the doctor, "never, but for me, could have been the object. Gentlemen, I am old now, as you know. I do not feel, tonight, that I have much to live for. But my life upon the truth and honor of the dear lady who has been the subject of this conversation. Apostrophe, apostrophe, I do not think that the best embodiment of chivalry, the realization of the handsomest and most romantic figure ever imagined by painter, could have said this with a more impressive and affecting dignity than the plain old doctor did. But I am not prepared," apostrophe he went on, "to deny perhaps I may have been, without knowing it, in some degree prepared to admit that I may have unwittingly ensnared that lady into an unhappy marriage. I am a man quite unaccustomed to observe, and I cannot but believe that the observation of several people, of different ages and positions, all too plainly tending in one direction, and that so natural, is better than mine. Apostrophe, I had often admired, as I have elsewhere described, his benignant manner towards his youthful wife, but the respectful tenderness he manifested in every reference to her on this occasion, and the almost reverential manner in which he put away from him the lightest doubt of her integrity, exalted him, in my eyes, beyond description. I married that lady," apostrophe said the doctor, "when she was extremely young. I took her to myself, when her character was scarcely formed. So far as it was developed, it had been my happiness to form it. I knew her father well. I knew her well. I had taught her what I could, for the love of all her beautiful and virtuous qualities. If I did her wrong, as I fear I did, in taking advantage, but I never meant it, of her gratitude and her affection, I ask pardon of that lady, in my heart." Apostrophe. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.